B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Will, how can we help you, sir?
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up, man? What'd you do?
Man, I didn't do anything. I'm calling because I went on a date with this girl. I thought everything was cool, but since the date, I haven't been able to get in contact with her. Like, she won't answer my phone calls. She won't respond to my texts, my emails, nothing. You know, I hit her on Facebook, hit her on the gram. I hit you guys up because, you know, I listen, and I know this is your specialty.
We are the experts.
So I was wondering if you could help me out. Her name is Candace.
Candace, yeah. And you said it was one date?
Yeah, it was one date. One good date, but I don't know what happened.
So if
was
you,
it really that good then?
Yeah. Like, look in the mirror or pretend that, you know, that you were watching the date from the outside perspective. Is there anything you think that you might have done that she could have misconstrued or hated?
Not at all. I mean, I was the ultimate gentleman, and I just can't figure it out. You know, I paid for dinner, you know, paid for everything.
You know, it's funny. We've been doing the second date update. I'm sorry, I stopped listening to you. We've been doing a second date update forever now, and I often wonder when, especially in a situation like this, one date, then they just cut you off. Even if you think the date went good, do you actually want to go back with that? Like, why would you want to get back with somebody who clearly doesn't like you? Like, maybe they were just humoring you. But you know what? Who cares what I think? I'm a donkey. We're going to call her up for you next, all right, my friend?
Yeah, well, she's smoking. Yo, she's off the chain. She's smoking hot, man. If you saw her.
There it is.
Yeah.
And that's why. All right. That's all I needed to know. Hang on. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just spoke to Will. If you're just joining us, we talked to Will. He went on one date with this girl, Candace. And he said it went great. He doesn't think he made any mistakes. He was a perfect gentleman. Yet, Candace, ever since that date, has cut him off completely on all forms, as far as any form of communication you could think of, whether it's texting, whether it's social media, all that stuff. Candace isn't replying back to Will, who still, despite that, wants to go out with her again. Why? Because she's beautiful. So, did I leave anything out, Will? Are you sure you... Do you want to go back in your memory box and see if you could see anything that she might have been disgusted by?
Only thing I could think of is, you know, I do HVAC work.
Yeah.
And she did ask me to, like, take a look at her system at her house.
Yeah.
And I was a little bit too big to fit into the space.
What?
That's the only thing. I mean, you know, I got a little gut.
Okay, so maybe that's it. I knew if you thought hard enough that you'd think of something. All right, stay quiet. We're going to call her right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Candace?
This is she.
All right, Candace, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And if you just give us 30 seconds, I can explain to you why we're calling. It's a good reason.
Wait, who? Who are you calling?
Okay, we're calling you, Candace. We're calling from Hot 96.9 because we got your phone number from a guy who wants to take you out, okay? So what we're offering you is basically you can pick the date of whatever you want to do, the date of your choosing. And I'm talking about you pick the restaurant, you pick the day. We will reserve everything. We'll pay for everything. And you and this gentleman will show up and see if you hit it off. And by the way, I'm going to tell you his name, too.
Is this somebody I know?
It is somebody you know. Yeah, yeah.
A blind date?
No, you know him because he gave us your number.
Okay, this is kind of weird, but...
You ready?
Yeah.
Will.
Oh, that dude?
Yes.
Him.
Why?
I mean,
is it because he was too fat to fit behind the AC unit?
Nah, I don't got a problem with that. I kind of like thick boys, to be honest. But like, okay, so we went out, we had dinner, had a really good time, went back to his house. I thought it was going all cool and stuff. And we're chilling in the living room, like, you know, making out, maybe going to do some like Netflix and chill. And then his roommate comes home. And I knew he had a roommate because he had mentioned that he lived with somebody. But I didn't know that his roommate was a female. And, like, when she comes in, she's got a dude. So he ends up being like, hey, let's give my roommate some privacy. And he, like, shuttles me into his room. And he explains to me that this guy that she's with is a client, a.k.a. his roommate is a prostitute who brings clients
Wait. His roommate's, a hooker?
Yeah, his roommate's a hooker. Like, I don't know if she's, like, a fancy escort or she'd be working on Backpage or what, but he lives with a straight-up hoe who brings her business to the house.
Candace, stop right there because I believe Will is on the phone still. Will, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, is your roommate a hooker?
Hoe-life.
I mean, I don't understand what the big problem is. She pays her rent on time every month. She always has the money. It's like, you know, that's her profession and she does well at it. You know, I'm not.
But do you know the kind of people that, like, hookers be f***ing with? The kind of people that, like, hire women?
She gets Cash App, I believe, so it shouldn't. I think she's looking at this all wrong.
Wait, okay? Did you say she does Cash App?
I think she does, yeah.
Oh, God.
I need to ask. Will, how did you meet her?
I know this is going to sound even. This is like adding fuel to fire, but my boy, he is one of her clients. He's a professional dude.
Oh, my God.
Is he?
You know.
Yeah, how do I know she doesn't hit you off?
That was my next question.
So, I mean, honestly, you know, when we first did the roommate thing, she offered to pay her side of the rent with, you know, like, sexual favors.
And I told her, see, I don't trust it.
Stand-up guy, stand-up individual. And guess what? She respected that, you know? So, ever since then, it's like she comes before the first of the month.
Let me ask.
You need to back up your whole situation.
Candace, honestly, it's weird, but he did explain it in a way that makes sense. So, would you be willing to give Will another date?
No. N-O. Big N-O. No.
You know, it's fine. You don't want to go out with me again, but I don't want anybody to get a bad idea or a bad perception about my roommate, because she's an awesome, amazing person. And honestly, I will say, if you're going to have a roommate, there's nothing wrong with having a prostitute as a roommate.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.